Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm David Madden. Here's what's happening.
It's another game day for the Eagles taking on the Tennessee Titans, and they're looking to clinch a playoff spot if they can. But as KYW's Justin Udo explains, they're going to get a chance to show off some fancy footwear in the name of charity.
My Cleat, My Cause is the NFL theme this week. Eagles players and guys across the league are sporting custom cleats that will be auctioned off, with the proceeds going to a charity of their choice. And Birds players are bringing out their Sunday best. Jake Elliott is wearing his Every Town for Gun Safety cleats featuring a U.S. flag. TJ Edwards' purple and red spikes highlight the Epilepsy Foundation. And in an interview with the Eagles, Jalen Hurts talked about his purple and green classic Jordan cleats that say, "Lift as you climb, one child at a time." He's supporting Eagles Autism and the One Mindset Foundation.
One of my frat brothers. I'm a good friend of mine. I played with him in Oklahoma. One Mindset Foundation is something that he founded just to uplift the different communities. I'm starting off in his hometown community and trying to spread that. And that's something that I want to support him in.
The custom cleats will be auctioned online for at least the next 10 days. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA and Philadelphia police are looking for a woman they say is responsible for randomly assaulting a lot of people. As KYW's Antoinette Lee tells us, video of one of the violent attacks against a young woman circulating on social media.
The video is graphic. It shows a woman in a gray sweatshirt and pink pants violently hitting another young woman and then dragging her into oncoming traffic by her hair. While details are just coming out about the attack, Philadelphia police say it happened earlier this month on November 20th. A 23-year-old woman was walking near Spruce and Broad Streets in Center City around 12:40 p.m. when she was attacked by the suspect. SEPTA officials say the woman is suspected of another similar attack that took place on the same day on the Market Frankford line at 15th Street. Surveillance video also identifies her allegedly attacking a third female victim on the train near the Girard Avenue station on September 1st. Officials say all of the assaults were completely unprovoked and the victim had no prior interaction with the attacker. Anyone with information about the incidents or the suspect is asked to contact police. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man was shot and killed in a South Philadelphia corner store on Saturday evening. Happened at the Mifflin supermarket at the corner of 5th and Mifflin. The man was shot in the eye and the back, taken to a hospital. He died about 20 minutes after being shot. The incident's under investigation. No suspects under arrest. A popular trolley tour that travels to Philadelphia neighborhoods decorated for the holidays is back. KYW's John McDevitt takes us aboard the Jolly Trike.
Do you know what I know?
You know what I
Live music is performed on board the Jolly Trolley. Passengers can sing along. It's a BYOB. The trolley makes its way to some of the brightest holiday light displays in the city, including the Smedley Street Christmas Spectacular, where residents of the South Philly neighborhood go all out with their holiday decorations. Justin and Kozer are the musicians on this trip.
How can you be grumpy when there are beautiful, bright lights and smiling people and booze and lots of things to look at left and right when we're driving through the city?
Playing covers or original music, it's hard to come by gigs in December, and this is just like a plethora of gigs with fun crowds. Everybody has such a great time. We get to develop as performers together.
Bounding Footsteps Tour Company is offering the Holiday Lights Tour, which run through December. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
An iconic part of the Atlantic City Boardwalk is about to disappear. The Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum will close on December 31st after more than 26 years of tempting boardwalk strollers with oddities, including shrunken heads, mutant animals, and models of unbelievably tall or short human beings. The building that houses the museum is an instantly recognizable feature on the boardwalk. It's designed with a giant globe that appears to have smashed into the front of the building and wedged part of the way inside. It became popular with families looking for non-gambling entertainment, gamblers taking a break from the action, and people who are, well, just curious. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.